Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a great show coming up after mine. You got Dom Salvia in the booth. His show follows mine every Monday through Friday. His starts at 4 o'clock. I'm here from 2 to 4. You want to get in? It is the last segment of the day. We're talking about President Jimmy Carter, whose state funeral concluded earlier today. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Joined today by my special guest co-host. He's with me every Thursday. Welcome back, Tom. So glad to have you.
So good to be here. I do want to mention, though, because I just read this, and I think it's a fascinating thing that Jimmy Carter's favorite song was Imagine by John Lennon. And when you think about that, you know, him being as religious as he was, you know, he was much more, he wasn't about my religion is the right religion and everybody needs to follow it. It was like, imagine if we can all come together and we can all get along. And I think that's just, to me, it embodies who he was and what he brought to our world.
I'm going to give sort of almost a listing of all of these causes that I think Jimmy Carter forwarded in really fundamental ways, accomplishments that we all benefit from. But I want to give all of you a chance to chime in on the call or text lines, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Tom from Jackson, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for your patience.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi. What I'd like to mention is that one thing that's not talked about very much concerning Carter is that his bad decision of going after the unions, in particular the trucking unions, and by deregulating them, which affected hundreds of thousands of workers. And by doing that, that has turned a lot of the union base still against the Democratic Party to this day, where they cannot trust the Democratic Party, and I believe it's cost them some elections because of that. And my father had been a truck driver, and he felt that he'd possibly lost his job in the early 80s under Reagan because of how the laws had been loosened up because of Carter.
Yeah, I think it's his presidential legacy. Tom, thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for the call. It's an important point, and I think an accurate criticism. Again, I noted a bit earlier, there were very valid criticisms from the left as to some of Carter's approach. He was not a left progressive. He was a Democrat, but he was a very centrist Democrat. If you put today's political spectrum across Jimmy Carter, he would still be a Democrat, but he'd be about as far, like as close to the center of the spectrum as you can possibly get. And there are valid criticisms. Again, we had 440 days of hostages in Iran. He allowed the Shah of Iran to come to the United States for medical treatment.
Yes.
Roundly criticized for that. We had explosive inflation. People were waiting in the gas lines. Many things were extremely complicated. It's why he got primaried by Ted Kennedy. That's all part of, I think, almost any president, when you look at it, you don't always get it right. And it is indeed complicated. Tom, your thoughts on Carter's more complicated presidential legacy?
Yeah, I think there's a lot there, though. And when you start to unpack it, though, I think from a standpoint, and I'll just say that, yes, he was a centrist, but I would say from the old paradigm, you know, he was center because the Republican Party has moved so far right at this point that I'm not sure where it is. But he always still took everything into account and tried to make the best decision possible, even though it wasn't the decision people wanted him to make. You know, and I'll go back to just the Iran situation. You know, many people wanted him to go in and go get the hostages, but he knew that that could create, you know, a war that would probably still be going on today if he had done something like that. So he took a step back and said, I'm going to do what I can. And then he was criticized for doing something.
For doing that.
He sent in helicopters to try to do a rescue attempt and it didn't work. And he was criticized for doing something. So he was in a no-win scenario based on what you said before, that he just didn't make the relationships he needed to make. And my guess is, and I was trying to get that out of Joe, my guess is if he could go back and redo it, he could have, he would have spent more time creating relationships with people.
Yes.
So he had a better understanding of what people really wanted, not only inside of the Washington, but also outside.
One thing I do want to note about the Iran hostage situation, some historians have claimed that Bill Barr, dispatched by the Reagan campaign, basically opened a back channel and killed the deal that Carter and his diplomats had negotiated to bring those hostages home, largely to enable Ronald
Reagan.
They
didn't kill it. They delayed it.
Yes. They delayed it so that Reagan took
the election. Yes.
And if you ever want to know why Bill Barr may be the second most dangerous man on the planet, I have I think two shows about it in the entirety. You can check those out at civicmedia.us/shows. Let me go through the list with the remaining time that we've got.
Excellent.
He identified wealth inequality as one of the great challenges of our time. It remains so today. The Camp David Accords, he created a lasting peace between Israel and Egypt. They weren't able to extend it to Palestine, but that peace between Israel and Egypt continues to this day. He created a desegregated church, as I mentioned before. He embraced full and equal rights for women. He supported, ultimately, gay marriage. He was all about disease eradication, basically helped eradicate Guinea worm. Housing, the environment, solar panels, service to others, the Department of Energy and Education, ethics processes, the Federal Civil Service, the national parks, pardoned the Vietnam draft evaders. The list goes on and on. More accomplished by that man than most of us could ever hope to achieve. Folks, that's going to do it for Tom and I this afternoon. Dom Salvia is next. Remember, I'll stand up for you.